This is VPR News. Outside groups poured nearly $400,000 into gubernatorial races during the last week of the primary campaign in Vermont, and there is every reason to believe that super PACs will spend even more money in the general election. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, it's difficult to tell what kind of impact these expenditures have on the outcomes of Vermont elections.
Bob Sherman knows his way around Vermont politics better than most, and when the retired Montpelier lobbyist decided he wanted to give Sue Minter a lift in her bid for the Democratic nomination for governor, he decided to start a super PAC.
Some people don't like it, but it's legal and it's effective.
Sherman is correct on two fronts. People definitely don't like it, and it's perfectly legal. The question of whether or not it's effective is another matter altogether.
And it's always been hard to say whether or not money directly affects the outcome of races.
That's Sarah Briner, the director of research at the Center for Responsive Politics. The Washington, D.C.-based group has tried to put a spotlight on the role of money in elections nationwide.
So it's hard to say whether or not that's actually influencing the outcome of these races, which are already sort of more up in the air.
Briner says the confluence of factors at play in tight political races makes it difficult to tease out the precise role of outside expenditures. Was the $120,000 that Sherman's super PAC used to support Minter in the closing days of her race a factor in her victory? Perhaps. But what about the $220,000 that a Silicon Valley billionaire poured into her rival Matt Dunne's campaign? The money may buy precious airtime for a candidate, but it can also attract negative scrutiny. Jonathan Wecker is a voter from Montpelier.
I call Citizens United the death to America decision. I think it's a very threatening development.
Wecker says he fears that candidates getting help from special interests will inevitably be beholden to them.
You know, there's no such thing as a free lunch, and certain concerns are going to get a disproportionate voice, disproportionate attention.
And for those reasons, Wecker says he's less likely to support a candidate that has the backing of a super PAC. And he isn't alone.
You know, dumping large sums of money from one source, it makes the candidate look a little shady.
That's Matthew Clover, a voter from Barrie.
That kind of raises the hair on the back of my neck a little bit, because what does this group or what does this person have for a personal stake in this state that everybody should have a stake in?
Sarah Briner of the Center for Responsive Politics says polling indicates that most American voters disapprove of the concept of super PACs. The problem, Briner says, is that most are unaware when they're being influenced by them.
When you're actually watching a television ad, I think many voters don't really pay attention to the, you know, this ad was brought to you by Priorities USA line at the end of it.
As for whether super PACs are buying undue influence over the people they're helping to elect, Briner says it's a difficult premise to prove. But she says absence of proof should not assuage voters' concerns.
They must be doing that for a reason, other than to just be generous. And I think that in and of itself, even if they can't determine policy outcomes, is something that we need to consider.
An outside group has already begun spending money to influence the general election race for governor in Vermont. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.